Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to be loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." That's from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Jesus was tempted like we are. He faced the tempter, but he did not sin. Jesus knew God's word would protect him from the old serpent. And I'm sure I cannot understand why the devil would ask Jesus to prove himself to be the Son of God to him. They already knew one another very well. But Satan made his greatest efforts to have Jesus fall from his purity and sinless state. First, a tempt that Matthew records for us is the Lord facing his hunger and the tempter giving him an out by using his miraculous powers to satisfy his hunger. Jesus was God's Son, and Satan knew it, and challenged him to use his own powers to satisfy himself rather than to entrust himself to the Father. The rest of the temptations were to undermine the Lord's trust in his heavenly Father. But Jesus refused to move from his dependency upon him. And Satan finally went away, hearing Jesus quote the scriptures to him. For us to be all that God wants us to be, for us to become like Jesus in our confidence in the Father's truth, we must listen carefully to every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and glory and grace.
There are so many ways to hear biblical truth today. The written word is proclaimed through many avenues. The important matter is whether or not we are taking it into our hearts and letting the word make us into true disciples who entrust our souls to Him. I think about Jesus when He was hanging on the cross, dying for our sins, feeling the guilt of our sins and separated from the Father. And He said, "Father, into Your hands I commit My spirit." Jesus died with those words coming from His lips. He entered into the darkness of death for those 3 days. He knew the Father's promise of raising Him back to life. He knew that Satan had been and would be defeated by His resurrection to life. But for that moment, He placed His spirit into His Father's hands. Jesus faced the powers of darkness when He was rejected by men, challenged and questioned by men. He proved His true identity through the works of His hands, and He spoke the truth. Yet the Jewish leaders refused to believe that He was their Messiah. The Scriptures gave full evidence that Jesus was born where the Messiah was to be born. He was a man of sorrows, and He preached to the poor. He would give Himself as a ransom for many. He called sinners to repent and follow the commands of God. But the Jewish leaders did not want Jesus as their Messiah. They wanted a Messiah who would overcome the Roman authorities and restore Israel as it had been in the days of King David. But Jesus was not going to lead an army. His kingdom was not of this world. He intended to turn the hearts of people, both Jews and Gentiles, into followers who would praise God with their whole hearts. The way and the means of hearing God's word is not so important as is our receiving the Lord and having it transform us into disciples who entrust our souls to the Heavenly Father. A question that may help us to examine our souls and our loyalty to the Word of God is, how often do we read from our Bibles and meditate upon it? The psalmist says that the righteous person does that every day. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. That's Psalms 1, 1 and 2. By such diligent meditation upon God's commands, the righteous are protected from living in the ways of the wicked world. His mind and his speech are shaped through the Word of God. There is no value in living in the way of sinners. The righteous have hearts bonded to the Lord and to His will. If we hope to live according to God's will, it is necessary to hear it, to understand it, and to commit ourselves to it. Jesus came to earth as the living Word. He spoke the words of eternal life. We have opportunity to take the message of God's holy servant into our hearts. The Israelites, as God sent to them the manna, it gave them physical strength and nourishment. But Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." Jesus came to feed our souls with the words of eternal life. May we take His word into our hearts and let it guide us to be faithful in every duty that we have to God and to mankind.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In the midst of His children, the Lord's
doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three. And I feel that same sweet spirit that I felt oft times before. Surely I can say that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. Of angels' wings, I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.